From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Federal officials say the Homestead Detention Center won't be taking in new children. The Miami Herald reports there's a hold on the placement of unaccompanied minors there, and that hold began 2 weeks ago. According to the newspaper, it's part of an effort by the Department of Health and Human Services to reduce the facility's child population by more than half. As of today, about 1,000 kids have been reunited with sponsors or transferred to other shelters since the hold began. The Homestead shelter houses up to 3,200 beds. It's the largest facility of its kind in the country. Well, members of the House of Representatives Oversight Committee toured the Homestead Child Detention Center this morning. A two-week notice was required for the 11 government officials to tour the facility. Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz said the advance notice impacted what she saw.
We did not get a neutral last-minute picture of what's going on in this facility.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz also voiced concern that officials haven't shared hurricane evacuation plans with federal or state officials. Hundreds of children have been moved from the facility to meet hurricane safety standards. This morning's tour follows a tense weekend when federal immigration authorities were expected to launch arrests nationwide. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.